W.C. White to Irwin, February 24, 1910. Sanitarium, California, February 24, 1910. Elder, George A. Irwin, Lacombe, Alberta. Dear Brother Irwin, we were glad indeed to receive your interest and encouraging letter of February 21st, written at the close of the Portland meeting. 2 days before we received your letter, I had a short letter from Elder Daniels, in which he writes as follows regarding the consideration of this matter at the Lake Union Conference. Since reaching Battle Creek, we have received the copy of the Pacific Recorder, giving information regarding the decisions made to launch the medical college at Loma Linda. We have gone over this information with great interest, and I must write you a few lines today to tell you of our attitude. The members of the General Conference Committee who are here in Battle Creek have accepted the council and the decisions arrived at in the Pacific Union Conference. We shall now take hold of this enterprise and do the best we can to assist in carrying it forward. Yesterday, I had a talk with Elder Moon and with the Committee on Plans regarding the part assigned to the Lake Union Conference. Brother Moon accepted the arrangement, and the Committee on Plans gave me to understand that they would bring in recommendations in harmony with the plans suggested at your conference. This was somewhat of a surprise to us, and very cheering. Then, when we received your letter, it seemed as though the success of the plan which Elder Evans proposed at Mountain View, and which was adopted by the Union Conference, is quite fully assured. Elder Daniels, who is now at the Central Union Conference, will no doubt secure the cooperation of the brethren in that field. And if we can get the cooperation of the Northern Union, the matter will be pretty well settled. How glad we are that you and Elder Evans presented the matter so fully to the people of the North Pacific, and that they were unanimous in their action. This means much for the future of the medical college. What you have written, and what Brother Santee has written, and my letters from Elder Daniels, give us quite a complete report of the workings of the Southwestern Union Conference meetings. I am exceedingly thankful to learn that the Southwestern Union has taken hold of the relief work in a good, hearty way. And it seems to me a very generous thing for them to be willing to use a part of this to help the Loma Linda School and a part to help the Philadelphia Sanitarium. I am glad that Elder Daniels was there and persuaded them to give the very first of their returns to the work in Philadelphia, because a crisis is on in Philadelphia and money is needed there at once more urgently than anywhere else. I sincerely hope that the Northern Union will do the same, and I think they will. You know Elder Underwood worked a long time in Philadelphia, and he ought to feel a real interest for that work. I cannot help feeling sorry that Elder Santee has been relieved of the presidency of the Union. He is a fine-spirited man, but I am told that he spent most of his time at home, that he argued that that was right, and that the Union Conference President and the State Conference Presidents should direct the work in the field from their offices. And much as I sympathize with a man who prefers to be at home, I cannot believe that is the best way to manage our conference work. I remember what you said that General Logan said about the value of a general who was not with his command. There was a time when our Union conferences were so large that it was an unreasonable tax upon a man to visit all parts of the field and be present at all state meetings. Last Sabbath, I was up at the college. Mother spoke there in the forenoon, and we all came home Sunday morning. I was up again Tuesday with Brother and Sister Howard Lee, who made a short visit here on their way from Washington to Korea. The work is going forward merrily, but your son and Elder Tate and I are getting very anxious to hear about your visit with Professor Newton. We are also hoping to hear soon regarding your interview with Professor Washburn. You did not tell us why Professor Cady refused to go to College View. Is he thinking to remain in Walla Walla? I was glad indeed to read Dr. Rubel's letter to you, telling about his visit with Dr. Newton Evans. I sincerely hope that we can secure Dr. Evans as a teacher at Loma Linda, but I do not think he ought to go there with the expectation that he is to be made the controlling factor of the place. I think each one of our physicians who go there should go first as learners. We want the place to mold them in many ways. We cannot afford to have them rush in and mold the place. I fully agree with you in the opinion that while finances will be difficult to manage, that the molding of the plans and principles of the school will be much more difficult. I am glad to learn of your arrangement to have Elder Evans write regarding the medical college, and I think you will feel free to write also when you learn that Elder Daniels has taken his stand in favor of the school. We rejoice to learn that you are finding young people who are interested in the Pacific Union College. We do not want to rob other schools, but if there are young people who specially need the kind of school we will have, and who are willing to bear their share of the burdens, let us give them a hearty welcome. Elder Haskell writes that the California Conference Office and Tract Society Office are located at Oakland. He proposes to begin a Biblical Institute March 11th and run for 2 weeks. I presume Mother will spend 2 or 3 days in Oakland during this institute, and then go on to Paradise Valley and Loma Linda. Today, Mother received another letter from Dr. Kress. It was written from Madison, Wisconsin. He seems to see the deficiencies in our sanitariums, but does not yet comprehend the blessing that might come to him by taking hold as an experienced teacher to help the physicians and managers in these institutions to correct the deficiencies and develop a perfect work. He is unreconciled to the wish of the Tacoma Park Sanitarium Board that the physician-in-chief shall be on hand to attend to patients. He is unreconciled to the fact that our young physicians in such places as Melrose and Madison, Wisconsin, do not go out and do the field work. He is unreconciled to the thought that we wish him to devote the larger part of his time to the field work and teach these younger men how to do that which they do not now understand. He is unreconciled to the plan of his being a consulting physician and not a physician in chief. If I thought he would listen to me, I would write him about the blessings that may come to him as a result of his laboring to teach these young and inexperienced men how to do evangelistic work. Perhaps he would listen to you better than to me. With best wishes for your health and for the prosperity of your work, I am. Very truly yours, W. C. White.